أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن الهدى هدى الله أن يؤتى أحد مثل ما أوتيتم أو يحاجوكم عند ربكم. قل إن الفضل بيد الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. In the previous ayats we read where the ulama of the Jews made a plan, a plot, that they will come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and bring iman in the more early part of the day, and in the latter part of the day they will say that they are not Muslims anymore. In other words, that they are unbiased, they wanted to accept Islam, but they saw that Islam is faulty, there are wrong things, that's why they are gone out. And in this way, those Jews that had accepted Islam, that made them also turn away from Islam. And other Muslims also put doubts in their minds. So this is their planning and plotting that carries on even till today. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of this, and told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make it clear to them, قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ کہہ دے کہ بے شک ہدایت وہی ہے جو اللہ ہدایت کرے. Say to them, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that your plotting and planning and your deception is not going to help you in any way, because Allah has declared that hidayat, when it comes from hidayat, is whom Allah gives hidayat. Not that you say that we have brought iman, that is no hidayat, that doesn't hold any weight whatsoever anywhere. Then you thinking you are fooling people, you are only fooling yourself. You are not fooling anyone. And anyone who has got hidayat, that person is firm on hidayat, and nobody can turn him away. And that is what we have to ask Allah Ta'ala, not to say and act to please people. Then we will also change all the time. Like a chameleon, we will be also changing. But when we ask Allah for hidayat, and Allah puts hidayat in the heart, nobody can turn that person. And when a person gets connected with Allah, then righteous deeds become his nature, not his second nature, his nature. And to stay away from sins becomes his nature. So what we require is hidayat. And that is what counts by Allah Ta'ala. Not this that you are saying that we have accepted Islam and now we have gone out of Islam. That is all your tomfoolery which you are just fooling yourself with. اَن يُؤْتَى أَحَدٌ مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيْتُمْ. اور یہ سب کچھ اس لیے ہے کہ اور کسی کو بھی کیوں مل گیا جیسا کچھ تم کو ملا تھا. And why are you plotting? Why are you doing all this? It is your jealousy. That why have other people got what you had got? That is, the Jews in their time, they were the chosen people by Allah Ta'ala, the Bani Israel. And they took it for granted that hidayat deen, knowledge of Allah, akhirat, etc., only we have it. And now that somebody else has got it, Allah gave it to the Arabs, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this made them jealous. So therefore they are doing all this planning and plotting of this and trying to work against Islam. But that won't help also, and this jealousy is just going to harm yourself, it's not going to harm anyone else. So Allah Ta'ala says, the reason why you are doing it is this jealousy of yours. Yeah, we also have to take a lesson that if we do, and the Jews, why did Allah take it away from them? They did not appreciate it. When a person becomes, he starts boasting about himself, resting on his laurels, what we have achieved, etc., and he doesn't make qadr, Allah takes that ni'mat away. Like that we have seen all along, even in the Muslims. Those families who have got deen, Allah gave them deen. But they did not appreciate, deen was taken away, it was given to another family. And whoever gets it, if they appreciate it, then Allah Ta'ala keeps it in that family. But if they don't, it is taken away. And we see also, when it is taken away from a family, then they also become jealous of the other family who now has got deen. And the greatest work of it in the world is the work of Deen. Whom? Which individual? Which families Allah accept for Deen? It is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And as long as we appreciate it, pride doesn't come into us, and we fulfill the purpose of that, Allah Ta'ala keeps us with that. But the day we think that we deserve it, it only belongs to us. Nobody else can do the work of Deen. And such families, there were many like that, they were completely erased. And there is no sign left of those families. So from the Jews, what they had done, we must also take a lesson. O yuhajjukum inda rabbikum. Ya wo ghalib kyu aage tum par tumhare rab ke aage. Or why have they come? That is the Arabs, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Muslims, why have they become superior to you by Allah? And why are they going to fight their case against you by Allah? That refers to that they will bring you to court by Allah Ta'ala, in the court of Allah. That in your Torah were the clear signs of the truthfulness of Islam, of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Why didn't you bring Iman? Now because of that, and this what happens also when hidayat is taken away from a person, instead of making tawbah and correcting himself, he goes further from the truth. Now they had to actually make tawbah, accept Islam, and they should be the chosen ones of Allah again. But instead of that, they started their enmity and their jealousy and hatred for the Muslims and for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now they got worried that the Muslims will fight their case against them, against the Jews, in the court of Allah. That the clear signs of Islam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in their Torah, and they did not accept. Now what are we going to do? The court case is going to be brought against us. Or in the Quran Sharif, the clear signs are. And they also knew, they discussed among themselves in their private discussion, that the Quran is a true kitab. So then why didn't they bring Iman? So either they were jealous that this was taken away from them, or their enmity and their fear and this complex which comes in a person, which shows its colors in different ways. That instead of that, if a person is sincere and truthful, he makes tawbah, he accepts. But now they say they fear that the Muslims will take them to court by Allah, and they won't have any answer. And therefore now they went to the other extreme of plotting against the Muslims, bringing Islam in the early part of the day, later in the day going out of Islam, trying to turn away other people from Islam. Then a person resorts to all this dubious ways, which we find present today also still. Allah Ta'ala says that this, whom Allah gives it, that is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ To give, barai Allah ke heart mein hai. This fadl, this kindness, whom Allah wants to give it, it is not in your hands that you can choose that. Why did the Arabs get it? Why did Allah choose Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who was not a Jew, he was an Arab? Why did Allah choose him? This all you are worried, it's not in your hands. By your wishing and your planning and plotting, nothing is going to happen. It is all in the hands of Allah. And Allah gives it to whom He wants to. And Allah has made His principles clear. From the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ When Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salam, he passed in all those tests. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا I will make you now the Imam, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, of the people of the world. Until today, Ibrahim alayhi salam is the Imam of all the nations of the world. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam immediately asked, which is natural of any person, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي My family also, my progeny also. O Allah, accept them also, that you give them this great honor, that they be the leaders in deeni matters. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي Allah says, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ أَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ I will give it, but my position of leadership of in deen, I don't give it to the wrongdoers. If they are right doers, and they stand for the truth, I will give it to them. But if they are wrongdoers, like the Jews, they started all their own funny and stupid and silly things, Allah takes it away from them. And that is Allah's principle till today. Any person who turns sincerely to Deen, Allah chooses him and makes him shine indeed. And any person who does not appreciate, no matter how much you could have, your family, your lineage, all could be in Deen, Allah takes it away. Wallahu dhul fadli al-azim, wallahu wasi'un alim. Aur Allah bahut gunjaish wala hai, khabardar. And Allah Ta'ala is wasi'. There is no shortage by Allah Ta'ala. Allah gives as much as He wants to, whom He wants to. How much He gave to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, far more than He gave to the Bani Israel and to the Anbiya of the Bani Israel. All the Anbiya together, Allah gave Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam much more. And Allah is Alim. Allah knows who to give it. Who is a deserving case? Allah knows fully well. There is no shortage by Allah. Allah will give, and Allah knows who to give it to. So we must see that we become eligible sincerely, not outwardly. In our heart, sincerely, we want Deen, we want to serve Deen. Allah will take it from that person, from that family. يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ ظاہر کرتا ہے اپنی مہربانی جس پر چاہے. And Allah gives us exclusively to whomsoever He wants to out of His mercy. This great, great position of the khidmat of Deen and imamat of Deen, Allah out of His great mercy, He gives and makes people exclusive and special for this. It is all in the hands of Allah. The whole world can try and bring that person down. They won't be able to touch him in the least. But whom Allah gives position and whom Allah protects, the whole world together. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam outwardly was at all odds. But Allah gave him the greatest honor. And his deen flourishes in the world till today. And these people are still getting jealous of the deen of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. But it won't help them. They are just causing their own harm. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ اور اللہ کا فضل برا ہے. And the kindness and graces of Allah are very great. There are no limits to it whatsoever. So what we must seek is the fadl of Allah. And we must be sincere. Then Allah chooses those people. And yeah, we don't need any other qualification but of iman and yaqeen, turning to Allah, sincerity, not even knowledge. Allah gives knowledge. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not learn from anyone. Allah gave him all the knowledge, and that knowledge which the whole world together cannot come and match near the knowledge of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. What we have to have is sincerity in turning to Allah, and Allah chooses that person. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to understand these great, great messages of the Quran Sharif and the great teaching, and make us that this is what is called making amal on the Quran. Not only our namaz and tilawat, etc., but this inner qualities, the sifat that we must develop. And then we will enjoy the Quran and the teachings, and we'll see the fruit of the Quran, which is much more sweeter than all the fruit of the world together. And fortunate is that person whom Allah makes to taste of this fruit of the Quran Sharif. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.